up on God, 'cause He won't give up on you. He's able. Hallelujah, our God is able. He's able. Declare He's able. The Lord is able to do all things according to His word. He's able. Come on, let's sing He's able to the Lord. He's holy and righteous, we declare. He's able. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We declare now.
Oh, we give you praise, oh God. Father, we honor you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus. We give you glory, Jesus. When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of us that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself, song in itself is not what you have.
All about. Jesus Christ, I declare that it's all about you. I declare that it's all about you. I declare you are my Lord and Savior. You are my rock and fortress. You are my defender and shield. You are the glory and the lifter up of my head.
Glory in my head, Jesus.
You are my rock and my refuge.
You are rock and my refuge.
You are the horn of my salvation.
The horn of my salvation.
Jesus is all about you.
Oh, he's all about you, Jesus.
I love you with all my heart. With all my soul. With all my strength. I appreciate you, Lord. I appreciate you, Lord. Amen. We want to pray for our nation. As you know that this is the week of the election. It's a week of destiny. And the votes that we cast this week will decide the next prime minister. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34, the Bible says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. So we want to vote for righteousness. How many of us want to vote for righteousness? How many of us want righteousness to be restored to this nation? So we must not vote emotionally. We must not vote because of our carnal ambition, but we must vote for righteousness. A government that will bring righteousness back onto this nation, a government that will favor the propagation of the gospel, a government that will not sell this nation to other religions. That's the kind of government we want for this nation. So you will want to join with me and lift our voice unto God that, Lord, we stand as your church, that you will choose a government that fear you into the position of authority. Come May 6th, Thursday, May 6th, this year, in the name of Jesus. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we pray as a body of Christ. We agree, O God. We stand in the gap for our nation, United Kingdom, that you will choose for us a righteous leader. A leader that will not sell this nation to darkness. A leader that will stand for righteousness. A leader that will lead us in the path of righteousness. A leader that will favor the propagation of the gospel. In the name of Jesus, lead us aright, O God. Lead the people of this nation aright, O God, to choose a righteous leader. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that you will guide us in casting of our votes. And we pray that you guide every eligible voter, Lord, direction, guidance, as they cast their votes on Friday, on Thursday, May 6th, for the next prime minister. Lord, that you will lead us aright, that we not sell our birthright out because of our own selfish or kind ambition, but we vote for the righteous leader. In the name of Jesus Christ, we vote for a leader that will make positive impact upon the destiny of the people. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, because the next leader will be from your heart. Will be the one that will lead this nation in the path of righteousness. That will bring peace and righteousness back to this nation. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that you guide every eligible voter, guidance, as they cast their votes on Thursday, May 6th, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, O God, you will grant us testimony, even as a result of this prayer, to the glory and praise of your name. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Let the people of God say, Amen.
Amen.
Before you are seated, I just want us to take one of these songs that we have been singing of recent. He says that Holy Ghost fire, fire fall on me like the day of Pentecost. Fire fall on me. Amen. And then I'll be leading you. Fire fall on me. Fire touch my soul. Fire cover my being. Fill my being. Fire cover me and things like that. Because the fire of God is very important. Number one, to refine us as children of God so that we can offer unto God offerings in righteousness. The fire of God is also important to burn every hindrance on the way of your destiny. Amen. The fire of God is important to roast every work of darkness against you, to roast every sickness, every ailment in your life. Amen. And we need fire of God upon our nation to roast every work of darkness so that the way will be clear for the right government to come into position of authority. Amen. Amen. Choir, you will assist me, please. Holy Ghost, fire, fire, fall on me. Hallelujah. If you don't mind, clap your hands. Yeah, fall on me.
Like the day of Pentecost, fire, fall on me.
Hallelujah.
Like the day of Pentecost, fire, fall on me.
Holy Ghost, fire.
Fire, fire, fire upon me.
Hallelujah.
Like the
Let me burn for you, Holy Ghost fire. Set me free, Holy Ghost fire. Fill my being. Holy Ghost fire, cover me. I want to experience your presence in my life, over my life. Holy Ghost fire, cover me. In the name of Jesus. It is written in Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5, it will be a wall of fire around you. So, Holy Ghost fire, cover me. Holy Ghost fire, set me free. The Bible says in John chapter 8, verse 36, Uzziah the Son of Man shall set free. Shall I be free indeed? Holy Ghost fire, set me free. Holy Ghost fire, set me free. Holy Ghost fire, let me shine for you. Open your mouth and pray. Holy Ghost fire, help me shine for you. Let me shine for you. Help me heal the sick. Holy Ghost fire, help me reach my goal. Help me reach my goal. Holy Ghost fire, help me reach my goal. In the name of Jesus. I can't reach it by my own strength. Help me reach my goal. Help me to fulfill my destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Father, we worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your fire is already burning in our midst. Let that fire continue to burn. Until it burns off every entrance to our destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let the fire set us free from every encumbrance, from every bondage, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that we can arise in glory and fulfill our destiny, in the mighty name of Jesus. By your supernatural fire, Lord, we pray that we will reach our goal, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Please be seated. You are welcome to God's awesome presence. So we want to thank God for what he has done in the month of April. So 4 months has gone in this year. And you are in a new month, the month of May. One thing they normally say about May is that it's the fifth month, that it represents grace. Grace is unmerited favor. Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. May you encounter God's grace in this month of May in Jesus' name. May you encounter God's grace in this month of May in the name of Jesus. Or should I say, may I encounter God's grace in this month of May in the name of Jesus. May I encounter his favor, his uncommon favor in this month in the name of Jesus. His unmerited favor. May I encounter his unmerited favor in this month in the name of Jesus. It shall be so in Jesus' name. It's also tagged as a church, a month of divine preparation. I do believe that God is preparing some people for the next level. This month, God will prepare you for the next level of glory, for the next level of attainment, for the next level of power, for the next level of joy. There are different categories of joy. God will prepare you for the next level of joy in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So please, the coming Sunday will be special because, like you have heard from the announcement, we are having a guest minister, a prophetic vessel. So it's likely going to be a very memorable Sunday. So we want to encourage you to come and come on time. And invite one or two friends as well. I pray that we never remain the same after the program in Jesus' name. So as has been announced, also don't forget the Friday vigil. Many of us, we sit down at home, we don't come for vigil on Friday. It's a spiritual program which we pray as we don't have opportunity to pray in other meetings. And we prepare the ground for that particular month. We take dominion, we take authority over that month. So it's very important for you as a child of God to take the vigil seriously on Friday and Holy Communion as well. So don't forget Friday meetings. And the weekly meetings also continue. Bible studies on Wednesdays is also ongoing. God will help us in Jesus' name. Is there anybody that is not, is coming for the first time? I can't see any new person in our midst. But is there anybody like that? Any newcomer? So I believe that all of us, we are now old timers. Amen. We want to share briefly on from Psalm 107, verse 1 to 9, Psalm 107. So if you want to give it a topic, is remember to thank God always. Remember to thank God always. Psalm 107. From verse 1. The psalmist's posture, attitude is to remember God always for what God has done. He said in Psalm 107, verse 1, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." He says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gather them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wander in the wilderness in a solitary way. They find no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, they are so fainted in them. They cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness." The need for us to thank God always. The psalmist was saying here that the redeemed of the Lord must thank God always because of the great work that he did in the life of the redeemed. I remember one time after I finished a special fasting, I was having pains in my ears. So it is then that I was able to appreciate, when God is keeping you in good health. For many years, I've never had any experience of pains or sickness like that. It's giving me pain for some period, and I couldn't know what actually was the problem. But eventually, the Lord healed me. Amen. I was able to appreciate good health. Like the brother that shared with us this morning, we can't appreciate life until we see somebody before our eyes who has the same privilege as we have, and yet it's been taken away just like that. His life being cut short before his or her time. May our life never be cut short before our time in the name of Jesus. That's why the redeemed of the Lord must always thank God. David asked that posture. He said, "For the Lord is good." The basis of all things is that the Lord is good to every one of his creation. From whatever perspective you might look at it, the Lord is good over all his creation. And his mercy endureth forever. May his mercy never be removed from you in Jesus' name. It always amazes me when I read about what God said concerning Esau and Jacob. In Romans chapter 9, God said that Esau, from the birth, before they were born, Esau I hate, and Jacob I love. So before they were conceived and given back to God, have chosen Jacob to be his beloved. God has chosen Esau that I don't want this one. And who can query the Almighty God? Nobody can query him. And that leads me to the first point. Why we need always to thank God is the fact that God, in his wonderful way, have saved your soul. I've chosen you in the beloved. I've chosen you as a child of God, as a child of destiny. By his grace, he has chosen you as a candidate destined for heaven. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need to thank God that God has predestined us unto salvation, unto justification, unto his calling, and unto glorification. If you continue in this line, at the end of the day, the Bible says you will be glorified. May you never miss your glorification in Jesus' name. And that advises us for the passage, our scriptural meditation that we took for this week, Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Let's open our Bibles together to Colossians chapter 1, because I want us to read it together. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Are we there? Okay, let's read it together. It says, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. He said, we need to give thanks always because he has made us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. You are now in the light. You are no longer in darkness. If you have declared Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he said he has delivered us from the power of darkness. The power of darkness, they don't want you to go leave their kingdom. But by his supernatural power, the Bible says he has severed you. He has set you free. He has delivered you from these powers of darkness and have translated you onto a new domain, onto a new kingdom, the kingdom of his dear Son. That's the kingdom that you are at the moment. Praise the Lord. So you need to thank God always. If you can't thank God for anything, for salvation of your soul, every morning, you need to thank God. It cost Jesus Christ his life for you to be saved. Salvation is free. It's free because Jesus Christ has paid the price for our salvation. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son unto us. He gave Jesus unto us so that you and I can be saved. Hebrews 2:14 and 15 says that he partook of flesh and blood. He left his heavenly glory, partook of flesh and blood, and partook of death, the shameful death of the cross, so that you can be redeemed from sin and from the hand of the enemy. Praise the Lord. The second thing that we need to thank God always for is because he daily loads us with his blessings. He daily does what? Loads us with his blessings. So you don't have any reason to complain to God, because every day he has destined to bless you. Every day he has destined to release his blessing upon you. That's what, I mean, Psalm 68 verse 19 is telling us. Look at Psalm 68. So when the devil is trying to tell you, God doesn't love me, God doesn't care for me, God doesn't bless him, refer him to Psalm 68 verse 19. Psalm 68 verse 19, what does he say? Who daily does what? Who daily loads us with what? with benefits, benefits. Even the God of our salvation, when he saves you, he daily loads you with blessings. He even loads, give blessings to the unbelievers also, so that they can have a testimony that God is real. They won't have excuse that God is not there. God is real. When you go to preach to some people, they will say, if God is alive, why is there war? Why is there this? Why is there that? They don't look at those things that God has done. The rain that he releases upon them, the sunshine, the air that is we breathe in that is costless, that is free, the valuable air that you breathe in. If God should remove air, within the next few minutes, what happened? You won't be alive again. The air is so important to humanity. God gives it to everybody free. That's why you need to thank him always for his daily provision, for his daily blessing. Do you agree with me that you need to thank God always every day? Because he daily loads you with his benefits. Hallelujah. The third thing that you need to thank God for is because he has kept you by his power. He has kept you by his power. Left to your enemy, you shouldn't be alive today. If God should open your spiritual ears, you will know that you are in warfare with powers of darkness. You are in warfare daily. Every child of God is in warfare with the powers of darkness every day. Once you are branded for Christ, you've entered into a warfare because you are in a new domain, as we have read in Colossians chapter 1, the domain of his dear son. So the other domain, they will be warring against you. They will be warring daily against you. But guess what? You are kept by the power of God. You are kept by the power of God. That power is able to keep you unto the end. Hallelujah. And it will keep you to the end in Jesus' name. 1 Peter chapter 1. Epistle of Peter, chapter 1. Look at verse 4 and 5. 1 Peter chapter 1. Okay, let's take it from verse 3. I will read first. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. You are kept by what? By the power of God. You need to thank God for keeping you by his power. In fact, the Bible says that his angels, they encamp around you. So when the enemy is firing his weapon upon you, they are being deflected somewhere else. They are being deflected somewhere else because the angels of God, they are around you. When you are losing strength, he comes to renew your strength. He comes to renew your strength daily so that your strength will not fail you. That's what Isaiah chapter 40 is telling us. Verse 28 to 31, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 to 31, say, "Hast thou not known, have thou not heard that the everlasting God, the God, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no mind, he increases strength." He increases strength. When we are weak, he comes to the rescue, and he increases your strength. He keeps you alive. He keeps you strong and healthy by his power. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus. May his power sustain you unto the end in the mighty name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 26. Along the same line, Isaiah chapter 26 tells us in verse 3. Isaiah 26 verse 3 tells us, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind he stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Verse 1 now says, trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is what? Everlasting strength. Let somebody say everlasting strength. I don't hear you. Everlasting strength. Everlasting strength. Everlasting, it's a strength that cannot fail. It's a strength that can never fail. That strength will forever be available for you in Jesus' name. Number 4 of the 5 points before we go to pray is that the power of God, a kind of inference from number 2 that we are kept by his power, the power of God enables us to do exploit for God. The power of God, he releases the power of God unto you. That's why you need to thank God. The power of the Holy Spirit. It is not available in every religion. You know that you are given a power to do exploit for God. At best, they will give you power for evil. They will give you power to cover you. But when we are talking about the Almighty God, he places his power inside you so that you will be able to do exploit for God. Your life will have meaning. Your life will have positive impact upon others, upon your generation. That's what God does for his people. That's what God does for his children. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, the Bible says, ye have God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So in other words, God has released some power inside you so that you can be relevant to others. He empowers you so that you can do exploit. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus told the disciples that I'm interested in your empowerment. He said, tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. That's Luke 24, 49. Acts 1, 8 now tells us that ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and then you shall be my witnesses. You shall be relevant to me. You shall make impact upon your generation. John chapter 14, verse 12 says, the works that I do, Jesus was talking. He said, greater works shall you do. He's interested in your empowerment so that you will be relevant. You'll be able to do exploit. You need to thank God for that. He releases the power to help you to pray. The power that he releases you unto you helps you to pray. According to Romans 8, 26 to 28, that power also helps you to preach the gospel. As we have said, the power helps you to perform miracles. Miracles are not only to be performed by men of God. It's the right for every child of God. If you have faith in God, you too can do exploits. You too can perform miracles. Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit that works miracles. Hallelujah. So you need to thank God. Apart from that, the power that he places in you makes you to be fruitful, to multiply, and to replenish the earth. It makes you to be fruitful, to multiply, and to replenish the earth. When you look at Exodus chapter 1, verse 7, the Bible talking about the children of Israel. He said they grew exceedingly. They were exceedingly fruitful. They multiply, and they do what? They replenish the earth. They fill the land. They fill the land. May that power begin to make you fruitful in all areas of life in Jesus' name. The power that is in you makes you to rejoice in the face of adversity. The power makes us to do what? To rejoice in the face of adversity. In the face of trials, in the face of temptation, you are able to rejoice. We are able to stand because the power of God is in you. You too, you will not know, but you discover that you are always happy, you are always joyful, rejoicing, because the power of the Lord in you is a power that brings joy and victory. Also, the power helps you to rule and reign in life. I like that. And that's why you can be confident in your God. When the power of the Holy Spirit comes upon you, it helps you to rule and reign in life. You need to thank God for that daily. Don't let the devil tell you that you can't rule and reign in life. You can rule and reign in life. You can face any other power, because the power of God that is in you makes you to rule
and reign in life.
You can write down Romans chapter 5, verse 17. The last point, why you need to thank God for his wonderful works. We are extraing his wonderful works. David said, oh, that men will praise God for his goodness and for his wonderful works. We are extraing some of his wonderful works to the children of men. The last point is the fact that one of his wonderful works is that he prepares you for heaven. He prepares you for glory. Amen. How many of us know that we are going to heaven? How many of us know that God is preparing us for glory, for heaven? Amen. In John chapter 14, I want you to read that. Let us read that. John chapter 14. John chapter 14. John Gospel chapter 14. Look at verse 1 to 3, the comment of Jesus to his disciples. He said, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to do what? To prepare a place for you. Our hope is not limited to this world. The wonderful works of God include the fact that he's preparing a place for you there. A beautiful mansion, an incomparable mansion that you cannot compare to any mansion in this world. That's what God is preparing in stock for you. He said that, verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Hallelujah. So, and I just want to encourage you, if you have been prepared for glory, that you need to thank him always for his goodness, for his wonderful work, for having you in mind, for having good thoughts, good plans for you, for us, for your family, to take us to be with him in his kingdom forever. And because of that, I want to also encourage you to stay away from anything that will hinder you from getting to this kingdom. Anything that will hinder you from thanking God, from preparing for your kingdom, stay away from it. In Matthew chapter 7, some of us that we are able to go through our open heavens today, mention Matthew chapter 7, 24 to 27, when Jesus was trying to describe who a wise man is and who is a foolish man is. He said a wise man is the one that hear the word of God and do what? Do it. He said, I will liken the person to a wise man. He's a man that built his house upon a rock so that when the floods came, when the wind of life came, when the rain came and beat upon that house, it was able to stand the test of fire, or flood, or storm, because it was built upon a solid rock. You know, engineers have a way of building some structure that no matter how terrible the earthquake is, it will still stand. Amen. So that's a wise man. He now said, a foolish man is the one that will hear the word of God and go to sleep without doing it. We refuse to be foolish. Let somebody say, I refuse to be foolish. I will be wise. So that's why this morning you need to pray for grace. As you thank God for all these benefits that he has made available to us, you need at the same time to ask him to give you the grace to be a doer of the word of God. Let's bow down our heads in prayers. Let's thank him for sending his word to us this morning or this afternoon. Let's thank him and ask the Lord, Father, I thank you for salvation of my soul. I thank you for your daily blessings, your daily benefits. I thank you for daily miracles, miracle of sleeping and waking up, miracle of good health, miracle of protection, miracle of provision. I thank you. I thank you for keeping me by your power. Thank you for keeping me by your power. I thank you, Lord, for the power that you have placed in my life to do exploit for you, to do exploit for your kingdom. And I also thank you that you have me in your mind, in your plan. You are preparing a beautiful place for me, where you are, so that I can come and be with you in that place. I thank you for this. Go ahead and ask him for grace. Lord, I ask you for grace to be prepared. I ask you for grace to be wise. I ask you for grace to be a dweller of your word. And if you are here, you have not given your life to Jesus. You have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I want to pray with you. You can raise your right hand up. I will pray with you so that you too can become a child of God. You can be wise-hearted. You can start preparing for glory. Anybody like that, you are not sure of your salvation. You are not so sure you have given your life to Jesus before and you want to do it today. Is anybody like that? Let's give God thanks. Let's give him praise today for his faithfulness. Giving praise for his mercy. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Be exalted, be magnified in Jesus' name. We thank you for various blessings, various provision, the favor that you show us. We thank you, O God, for the power that you place within us. We thank you, O God, for our heavenly home. Be exalted in Jesus' name. We pray that you release abundant grace for us, unto us, to be prepared for that heavenly home, to be obedient unto you, to be doers of your word, not hearers only. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let the people of God say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to thank God as we normally do in the first Sunday of the month. We want to thank God for his faithfulness in the past.